Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Hey, hey, hey! Hello, everyone. And welcome once again. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a crisp Sunday morning. Glad you're here to join me. This is the Master Plan. My name is JT, and I am AKA the Master. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-6322-0. We're going to be talking about fantasy baseball. A little baseball and whatever else comes up. That's what the deal is today. But before that, like I always do with the old school music, I bring you some Midnight Star, and hopefully I give you what this talk is about. Enough of that. How you doing tonight? This morning. Like I said, this is a fine Sunday morning. And we're going to be talking about some baseball a little bit. I know last week, I don't know what happened last week. I was talking, and then when I finished the program, hours later, when I wanted to go back to see how it sounded and get some feedback on how the program went, I heard no audio, and I apologize for that. I really do apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but hopefully it won't happen again, and I can rectify the problem. Hopefully I rectify the problem today, and you're listening to me. We can move forward. So, without further ado, like I said, the number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220. The chat room is open. If you wanted to use the chat room, you can do that. You're more than welcome to use it, because if you don't want to converse with me for one reason or another, I understand that. And you can use the chat room. Ask a question, make a statement, whatever. The chat room is there for you, and I hope you use it for your benefit. So what I'm going to do is this. Okay, I did say I was going to talk about baseball, but I wanted to do a couple other things first, and I hope you can bear with me, because I have a tendency to ramble on, and I have a tendency to not get to the point right away, but there's other things I wanted to talk about, and then we'll be talking about baseball, because baseball... right now is a combination of basketball, baseball, and football. I mean, football is over. The Super Bowl was played two weeks ago today. People want to move on. Some people want to move on from football. I mean, I'm a football guy, 365, and on leap year, 366. So I like to talk football all the time. So if I dab in and out of football when you think it's not time to talk about it, it's my show. That's what I do. So hate to say it like that, but it is what it is. And I want to make sure that I'm getting as much information, regardless of what sport it is, out to you, so you are able to so you can enjoy or get the knowledge that I'm not trying to be arrogant, but the knowledge that I have, I'm trying to convey to people. You know, some things. You can't think of everything, and it's always good to have different voices, and then you can decipher what you want to take in and what you don't. But if you only have one voice, if you only listen to yourself, you may be closing out certain avenues, certain things that you're not aware of or you're not thinking of at the time. And everyone has a different point of view. Everyone's not the same quite naturally. That's what makes the world go round. That's why it's important to have a good perspective on a great perspective on and a broad outlook on other people and other opinions. Because the fact is, there's a lot of people. Billions of people in the world, and we can all learn from each other. And that may sound like a politically correct thing or whatever you want to call it, but that's a true fact. I know everyone out there has heard knowledge is power. Well, that's true. Knowledge is power. You can learn from books, but there's nothing like working or interacting with people and learning from people those things that you may want to find from other people, information that you want to find from other people. And sometimes it takes another person to give you that information. So it's always important to be able to gather information from other people. And I'm trying to get some information here, and it's not cooperating with me. Let me go this route. Bear with me, people, for a minute. I'm trying to get this together so we can be on the same page. And where is this at? Here we go here. Do this, save this, and we'll save it in this here, and we'll see what happens. Okay, like I said, we want to talk about baseball, and hopefully we'll be able to give you some knowledge about baseball. Like I said, pitchers and catchers are in right now in different parts of the country, and we're all gearing up for the regular season that's going to take place in the early part of April. And fantasy drafts are going to be coming on. They have a lot of drafts that can take place. I know I'm in one league. I played this league last year, and I'm not an expert. Trust me, I'm not an expert. I'm still learning like most of you, but and some people call it a fluke. You know, Vic, I saw on Facebook that he called my win a fluke, okay? He asked me, Vic Gardner, he's the host of the FSP show on Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. He asked me last year, because I'm in several of his fantasy football leagues, to join, and if you don't know the story, I'm telling you the story, to join the fantasy football, fantasy baseball league that he had going last year. And believe it or not, I've played fantasy football for quite a bit, but I have never played fantasy baseball, okay? So I was stepping into uncharted waters, so to speak. So I decided to try it, and hopefully I could succeed or not stumble over myself. And I had been talking to Vic because he had given me his teams in prior years about his fantasy baseball, and I've always told him every time he's drafted heavy on offense, and the pitching was lacking, and he suffered for it. So he being a fantasy baseball player, he thinking I come in, I put my money in, and pretty much I was donating because I was a fantasy baseball rookie, which is fine. I understand that, but turns out when I jumped into the fantasy baseball, I was pretty good at it. What happened was this. I drafted a team, and believe it or not, it was pretty tough because this is like I'm a rookie in this. So I'm just like a lot of you that are starting to jump in these fantasy leagues, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, or hockey, and you've never done it before, it's a little intimidating. You're up against guys that have been in the league before, been in whatever league that you're in before, and you're drafting with these guys that know some stuff. But I took it on. Now, he kids me because my mother, but my mother knows baseball, but she's not the end-all to be-all, okay? I've talked baseball with her, you know, just passing baseball, not really anything intimidating. And it happened to be, I don't know if it was that day we were drafting or whatever days after, she happened to be here at one point, and I was talking to her. She was talking to me about baseball because she likes watching baseball. She has a favorite team, and it happens to be my favorite team, New York team. And Vic was talking to me. We were on a show. And he asked me who I was talking to, and told him it was my mother. He says, "Oh, now I know why you know so much about baseball, because your mother was giving you pointers." I said, "No, that's not the truth." I said, "My mother got me interested in baseball, and she watched baseball, but it's not like that." But he kids me to this day that he thinks my mother is a huge influence on how I drafted last year. Because I think I drafted well, and then during the year, I conducted a few trades with him and one with another member. I think I only got three or four trades going through. I think not too many trades in this league because everybody plays things close to the vest. Whether if you don't draft it, you catch whoever you have on the waiver wire. So I conducted a few trades with – conducted an early trade with one member of the league. I had Carlos Gonzalez because I traded him. He was a top 10 pick at the time. And I forget where I was drafting, but I was drafting very high. And I picked up Carlos Gonzalez from the, I do believe it's Colorado Rockies. And he had Josh Hamilton. Okay. I offered him a trade straight up. Josh Hamilton for Carlos Gonzalez. He jumped on it. Okay. I said, no problem. I had Justin Verlander, and I forget who else I had And then I conducted a few other trades, and I happened to get Matt Kemp on my team too. So I had Matt Kemp, and I also got Adrian Beltre on my team. So I had Matt Kemp, Adrian Beltre, Josh Hamilton, and some other decent players. Some of them got to play during the season. Some of them were hurt during the season. Some of them got to play during the playoffs, and some of them were hurt during the playoffs. But bottom line is this. I led from start to finish, and I led this league from start to finish. I go into the playoffs at the number one seed, and the bottom line is I won the league. And he says it's a fluke. Now, he's trying to get more people in the league, which is fine because he wants to, it was a 12-team league. I think it was a 12 or 10-team league, one or the other, last year. And he's trying to get more people in the league, which is a bigger payoff. I'm not saying I can do it again, but I'm going to try to do it again. Maybe with the same philosophy, maybe we're not. All depends on how I feel. You know, they have 11 categories in 21 categories, I think it's 21 categories, 22 categories, somewhere around there. And 11 of them are pitching, and 10 of them are hitting. So, in my opinion, I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, you know, if it's 11 categories in pitching and 10 categories in hitting, and a lot of guys are going to load up on offense and sporadically get a pitcher in there or two, along with some relief pitching, I'm going to get the cheapest and the best players I can, what I think are going to be playing well on the offense. And this is my philosophy last year. And I had told him, pitching. So I had Justin Verlander, so I wanted to use him as leverage in a certain part of the year to trade away to get some everyday players. And I did that with a few pitchers, some hot pitchers that were happening throughout the year. I was able to get decent players to replace players that weren't performing well, in everyday players, and I replaced them with other pitchers that I found on the waiver wire that were just beginning to become hot, and a lot of other guys in the league didn't realize it until I grabbed them, and they could see what was happening. So what I'm saying to you is this. The philosophy that you have on fantasy baseball can hold true. If the philosophy that you have on fantasy football can hold true on any fantasy. You have to do your research. You have to scour the waiver wire. You have to look at the on the TV with the stations that carry the major sport. Like there's an NHL station, there's an MLB station, there's an NBA station, and there's also an NFL station. Well, it doesn't hurt to listen to what's going on whatever sport you're talking about in fantasy. Because you can pick up tidbits like that, or on ESPN, or you go to these different websites that deal with fantasy, and you can pick up pointers or pick up players that guys that the so-called experts are talking about, or you can look at stats. Now, if it's a money league and you put your hard-earned money in there, maybe you're saying to me, man, that's too much work. I ain't got time for that. Well, if you wanted to play fantasy whatever, and you put your money in, and you're looking to win the championship, unless you're looking just to give the money away and you're just playing fantasy just to be playing it, then you'll take the time to do the research on whatever media source that you can get and get the information from, and be able to make a calculated decision on what you should do with your fantasy team. Because I'm telling you, if you don't, you'll be shot. And I'm having problems here, and I don't like having problems, especially on my show. So it behooves you. You like that? It behooves you to do the research and be able to make the right decisions to make things work for you. Otherwise, you're just pissing away your money. Pissing away. And I don't know if you want to do that. If you are a competitive person, you take the time to put the money in, join a league, and not put the effort to try to win that league. Why join a league in the first place? Unless you like giving money away. And if you do, then I'll give you my email address. I'll give you my mailing address. And you can just mail the money to me. Whatever league that you jump into, just mail the money to me. Don't even worry about it. If you're the type of philanthropist that would like to just give money away and help other people in fantasy, no problem. I'll be the recipient of that each and every day of the week and won't blink an eye. But me, I'm not built like that. If I'm in it, I'm in it to win it. If I'm in it to win it, then I have to make the best choices I can to put my team in the best position to win week after week. Now, fantasy is I think it's 22 weeks, so it starts in March, ends sometime in August, September, somewhere around there. So you got to be prepared to go for the long haul, and you got to be prepared to play your team or put your team in a position every day, because in my league it's a weekly thing. And like I said, I'm not a so-called expert, but I'm just giving you my opinion and my outlook on how I would do things in on my team. And I tell you what, we play a Yahoo league. Our draft is the 23rd of March, and the categories for the hitters, the category. It's let me see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I'm sorry. It's 23 categories, and of those. Eleven of them are for everyday hitters, everyday players. And that's the at-bats, runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, stolen bases, based on balls, strikeouts, total bases, errors, the average, and excuse me. And for the pitchers, it's appearances. Innings pitched, wins and losses, quite naturally, saves for the closers, base on balls, hits, strikeouts. We also added holds. I can see that. ERA, WHIP, and blown saves. So it's 12 categories for pitchers, 11 categories for everyday hitters, everyday players, I should say. And I'm looking forward to playing, and we have right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 teams looking to expand for more. If you would like to join this league, drop me an email. It's called Fantasy Sports and Politics. That's in Yahoo. Drop me an email. It's J as in letter J, Taylor, 342@comcast.net. That's J as in letter J, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 342@comcast.net. The more, the merrier. I think we're going to max it out at 20 teams or 18 teams. But so that's 6 positions that if you want to join, drop me an email, and we will try to get you in as a owner of the team. And then you can go from there. Okay? So if you want to join our Yahoo League, Vic and I are in this Yahoo League. I won it last year. If you think you can beat me in this league, we had 12 teams last year. We're looking for more teams. We're looking to expand. It's in Yahoo. Like I said, it's Fantasy Sports and Politics, just like the most of the shows that we have on there that has Fantasy Sports and Politics. That's the name of the league, Fantasy Sports and Politics. If you want to join that league, drop me an email, J Taylor, J as in the letter J, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 342@comcast.net, and we'll see what we can do about getting you in the league. Okay? The buy-in is $50, and we pay all the way down to the it's three divisions. If we expand more with more teams, the more teams we have, we'll go to a 4 divisions. Right now it's 12. If we have more teams, then that means more teams in each division. That means, like I said, a bigger payout. If I'm not mistaken, I know we're paying division winners, so whoever wins the division that they're in gets a payout of some type. Whoever's the number one seed, the top team in the league, gets a payout. Whoever's the highest scoring team gets a payout. And whoever finishes first, second, or third overall after the playoffs gets a payout. So, and there may be weekly payouts too on the highest score or whatever. So there's different ways in our league that you can win money if you are so inclined to jump in to the fray of fantasy baseball and see if you can beat the defending champion, who happens to be me. See if you can beat the defending champion. So, if you have a question or comment, I see somebody in the Skype says, "Are you taking Skype calls?" Sure, I'm taking a Skype call. I'll take a Skype call. I don't know what you want to talk about. But I'm open to talking to anybody. As long as you keep it civil, I'll keep it civil, and we can go from there. Remember, you jump on the line, I have the power to knock you off as quick as you come on. If you don't come on right, you'll get shut down. So understand that. This is a civil show. We always like to talk about whatever you want to talk about, but as long as you keep it civil, I'll keep it civil, and then we can converse from there. If you want to argue about something, fine. But if you wanted to make any kind of derogatory remarks, don't come this way, because it will not be tolerated, okay? So if you want to call, Be my guest. Be my guest. Just understand that I'm not in for any kind of derogatory questioning, because that's not how I roll, and I'm I would appreciate that from anybody. So, be that as it may, if you like to talk, we can talk. Now, like I said, I rambled on for half an hour, and I got a half an hour left. I wanted to talk about fantasy baseball, but I also had to lay down the ground rules. Not ground rules, but the rules you should live by, okay? I have, my philosophy is this. I go after pitching, maybe in a different way than most people. I look at the categories that are in my league, and like I said, most of the categories are favoring pitchers. There's more categories of pitching than there is hitting. A lot of guys like to go after hitting. I key in on getting quality pitching at a cheap price. I would like to get a dynamite a dynamite a dynamite pitcher, at least a couple of dynamite pitchers. And believe it or not, this is what you can do. with a pitcher, if it's like a Justin Verlander or Clayton Kershaw or someone of that nature, this is what I've done. And see if it makes any sense. Grab the guy, whatever round I grabbed him in. I grabbed him in, I think last year I grabbed him maybe in the fourth round, third, fourth round, somewhere around there. Okay, so a lot of other guys wait a little further. But I wanted to get a stud pitcher, at least one stud pitcher. I grabbed a few stud pitchers last year. For the simple fact is this. I ride that stud pitcher as long as and it has to be a field type of thing. As long as he doesn't get hurt, like a Clayton Kershaw or Justin Verlander, they're studs, and they're pretty much pretty solid year in, year out. I ride that guy as long as I possibly feel I can. And then still when he's running strong, I trade him off for an everyday player. Now, a lot of guys won't trade a pitcher for an everyday player. But this is my philosophy. I trade that stud pitcher along with not a stud everyday player, but a player that's very good, that you can afford to lose because you have other players that can make up for what you're trying to do. Plus the fact is, if you're looking for an everyday player, a stud everyday player, you can afford to give up that very good everyday player along with your stud pitcher. If you understand what I'm saying. So you're getting back the stud everyday player. You're giving up a stud pitcher with a very good player, but you have pitching to make up for that, or a committee of pitching to make up for that. And that everyday player is added to your lineup and gives you a better punch. Suppose you're looking for more power. Suppose you're looking for more steel. Suppose you're looking for more batting average. You target a player that's going to help you in that category, that's going to enhance your team in that category and not take away from what's happening in your pitching or your hitting, if you follow what I'm saying. So it's a fine line that you got to play. And Some can play better than others. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. You're in fantasy baseball, okay? Quite naturally. Let's look at the rankings of players and where they probably would wind up in rankings in your fantasy baseball leagues, okay? And everybody and a lot of people jumped on this bandwagon, but I'm not one of them. But I'm just going by average. Okay, hold on. We got a caller here. Caller from Facebook. Okay. Caller from Facebook. Welcome to the master plan. State your name and ask me your question.
Hello?
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 Hello, it's Peter.
How you doing, Peter? What's up?
It's normal. I'm from Estonia.
Okay.
How you doing, guys?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Pretty okay. The weather is shitty.
The weather is bad over there?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a question or something you want to say or what?
So about the master plan.
Okay, what about it?
What is it?
What is it? What do you mean, what is it? It's basically a sports show. It's a show that's on Block Talk Radio like you're listening to. And we talk about sports and social issues. Lately, I've been talking about sports, a lot of fantasy, baseball, basketball, football. I don't know if you know about those things, but that's basically what we're talking about. You have a question or comment that you want to say or what?
Yeah, I like those sports that you mentioned. But above all, I like Jimmy Wrestling. You know that? We all popular down here in Estonia.
What's that?
Jimmy Wrestling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when you get together and wrestle your Jimmy.
Okay. What else?
And you keep wrestling them till the last person stays there. Do not wrestle Jimmy.
Say that again.
So the winner is who had the wrestle Jimmy at the end of the show.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying. I cannot hear what you're saying.
Jimmy, they wrestled.
Jimmy who?
Wrestling Jimmy.
Okay.
You wrestled them.
I can hardly understand it because you're breaking up.
Oh, the weather is shitty here. Jimmy's wrestled so much.
Well, do me a favor. If you want to talk to me, try calling back. Maybe we'll get a better connection, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. He said he was calling from Estonia. I don't know what to say about that. But like I was saying, what was I saying? For most fantasy baseball leagues, probably including my own, but it not my opinion. But I'll do this. I know Miguel Cabrera won the MVP last year. Okay, I know, but in some opinions, Mike Trout was the best player in baseball last season. And for most people, he's now the number one fantasy player on the planet. Me? He's a rookie. Okay, I said this before, and I'll say it again. He's going to regress. Now, I know he had crazy numbers last year, and I know that. So most people say, well, even if he regresses, he'll still be the number one player. I failed to believe that. Now, you could take the chance, and it could be a very calculating good chance of picking Mike Trout up in the first round. But for my opinion, in my opinion, not me, no. I wouldn't take Mike Trout as the number one pick, even though in most fantasy leagues, he's going to be the number one pick in the league. I think he's going to regress. He's a rookie. They're going to catch up to what he does. And what the numbers he had last year, I don't think he's going to have those numbers. I think he's going to struggle a little bit as a second-year player, as the league and pitchers catch up to him and know him a lot better than they knew him last year. I like to think that Mike Trout is not the number one player. The number one player, in my opinion, and I know this guy didn't win the MVP last year. I know he didn't win the MVP last year, but and there's a lot of things that have been going on in the PED type of things, and he's been accused and exonerated, but then he's up into several other supposedly other lists or two lists from the same organization down in, I think, Florida. I still think this guy is the number one player this year. I think he's the number one player this year. Now, a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, Miguel Cabrera won the MVP last year. He won the Triple Crown last year. How can you put this guy above Mike Trout and Miguel Cabrera? Well, I'm cut from a different cloth. I just cannot do what so-called experts think you should do, and it's been proven that a lot of times I've been proven right. And I like Ryan Braun, people, as a number one pick in a fantasy draft. If I was in your league and I had the number one pick, I would take Ryan Braun. If you're getting him, if you have the second or third pick and you have people in your league that are following what the so-called experts tell you to follow, and that's pick Mike Trout and Miguel Cabrera 1 and 2, and it doesn't make a difference which way it is, Trout 1, Trout 2, or Cabrera 1, Cabrera 2, it doesn't make a difference, and you're able to get the third pick or the fourth pick or whatever, and Ryan Braun is still sitting there, consider you just got a gift. And I got a question from Jewel Rose about what I think about wrestling, no longer an Olympic sport. I think wrestling as a no longer an Olympic sport. Wrestling has been around in the Olympics forever. And to take it out as no longer a sport in the Olympics is an abomination. I feel that how can you actually, and I'm going away from this, but this is something I got in the chat, so I'm going to respond to what they said in the chat. And I think it's an abomination that you take a sport, one of the founding sports of the Olympics, one of the basic sports of the Olympics, and you take that out. How can you justify that to the Olympic world, especially to wrestling? Wrestling in the Olympics is the one of the foundations of Olympics is wrestling. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, and I wish I had an answer. And I wish I had an answer because it doesn't make sense to me. And let me see if I can find out what's the reason why, and I'm looking for this right now. Well, let me put it this way. I'm looking at a... I'm looking at a quote from American Rulon Gardner, who was a gold medal winner in the Sydney Games. And he had a quote here saying that it's the IOC trying to change the Olympics to make it more mainstream and more viewer-friendly instead of sticking to what they founded the Olympics on. Now, also in this article, it said the executive board of the International Olympic Committee reviewed the 26 sports on its summer program in order to remove one of them so it could add one later this year. It decided to cut wrestling and keep modern pentathlon, a sport that combines fencing, horse riding, swimming, running, and shooting, and was considered to be the most likely to be dropped. So they and according to the IOC documents obtained by Associated Press, wrestling ranked low in several of the technical criteria, including popularity with the public at the London Games, just below 5 on a scale of 10. Wrestling sold 113,851 tickets in London out of 116,854 available. It says wrestling also ranked low in global TV audience with a maximum of 58 million viewers and an average of 23 million, the documents show. Internet hits and press coverage were also ranked as low. So that's one of the reasons. Few reasons why they may have cut wrestling. Now, I also have seen a friendly show for all, and welcome all those who are in the chat. I welcome all of you listening to the show. I have to say this, that the swimming, I find it very hard to believe that they're going to want to remove swimming. Men's and women's swimming is a very popular sport. Very popular sport. I'm not a big Olympic watcher, but one of the things I do watch is gymnastics and swimming. So that's one of the things I like to watch. We have that caller back from Estonia. Welcome, caller, to the Master Plan. How you doing, my friend?
Hello. How do you hear me now?
I hear you a lot better.
Oh, thank you. I changed my microphone and the other shit.
Yes. So, well, like I said, you were talking about wrestling. Is that what I'm talking about?
Jimmy wrestling, because we're angry down here because of this decision to remove the Jimmy wrestling.
Right.
Because as a guy there mentioned, was since the beginning of the Olympics. It's not fair. Just
right.
For the to make such a decision. In my eyes, it was made just only to wrestle more Jimmys and make more money.
Well, I understand it from the Olympics, but supposedly the reason why they got rid of the wrestling, and I like wrestling, and wrestling in my opinion is the one of the foundations of the Olympics, and they had low ratings and low attendance at the wrestling matches in London.
No, that's a different point because. As I can see, the wrestling champions is not the mainstream countries.
Right.
So they're not those positions, those countries want to have their own sports that they are winning.
Right.
So in this sense that even the swimming could be not the Olympic sport anymore. Because look at the Lithuanians who did well. 14-year-old, god damn it.
Yeah, okay. We got another caller on here. Let me bring in this Jay Parkins, too. Jay Parkins, too, welcome to the Master Plan. What's your question or comment?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm just about the wrestling getting taken out of the Olympics. I think I have an idea, like, mainly why the wrestling, not many people are interested in it anymore. And it's, I think it's pretty much because a lot of the great wrestlers are retiring and leaving the business, like The Undertaker and The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin and all those guys. And, I mean, like, Chris Benoit retired from life a few years ago. So I think it's just because of the main wrestlers are retiring. Not many people are interested.
Well, you think that's got something to do with the lack of interest in Olympic wrestling?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why. I mean, not because people want to go the wrestling to see the superstars wrestle, and, you know, today it's been a bit more. It's not what it once was, and yeah, you know, those wrestlers just aren't around anymore.
Okay. What's that? I don't get the connection between looking at professional wrestling versus Olympic wrestling.
But it's the same thing, pretty much.
What, the professional wrestling and Olympic wrestling? They're a lot different.
Yeah, they're both professional.
No, Olympic wrestling is a lot different than professional wrestling.
No.
The where you see professional wrestling is those faggots who make funny memes and imitate the fight.
It's the same sport. It's both wrestling.
It's called wrestling, but the form of wrestling that they do professionally on the TV, like the WWE or wherever else you're looking at wrestling, that's different than Olympic wrestling.
Is it because they stopped? What was it? They stopped using chairs. Is that why they're getting rid of it in the Olympics? Because they're not allowing chair shots anymore.
No, they don't have chairs or anything like that in the Olympics. Thanks for the call, caller. We're talking about two different type of wrestling there, my friend, from Estonia. I don't know what he was talking about in the WWE. That's different than the type of wrestling we're talking about in the Olympics.
Oh, didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No. I thought the wrestling was removed due to the harm made with chairs and other things to the people.
There are two different type of wrestling wrestlers. There's pro wrestling, which is they do a lot of different acrobatic moves and a lot of props like chairs and tables and things like that. And with Olympic wrestling, it's just mano a mano. There's no added chairs, tables, or anything like that. You know that.
But it was in the beginning of the Olympics.
The beginning of the Olympics and the way they wrestle and the different type of wrestlers they have when they had them in the Olympics, they've never used chairs or tables or any kind of props. The only the things they've used is whatever they came with, whatever they were born with. It's mano a mano. That they wrestle.
Oh.
Man versus
so
man.
No chairs, no throwing, no.
No, come on. You know better than that there's no chairs or anything in Olympic wrestling. You've watched Olympic wrestling before?
I'm confused right now. I thought it was Olympic, but as you can see it now, we're confused here in Estonia.
You're confused. Is that what you're telling
yeah.
me? You're confused? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just keep listening to the program. I want to thank you for calling, okay?
Yes,
And I got about 5 minutes left in the show, so I want to go on with the show a little bit and talk about some baseball.
Gym wrestling, maybe.
Excuse me?
We have a new sport here in Estonia when we wrestle each other, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling, and please continue listening. And if you feel like calling in next week.
Thank you. Jimmy.
You take care. Okay. Now, we got a little off track there, people. A couple calls calling me about wrestling. And Julie Rose was asking me about wrestling. And the two calls we have were talking to me about a different type of wrestling. But it is what it is. Let me go back here. And like I said, in my opinion, if I was drafting number one, I would not take Mike Trout. I would not take Miguel Cabrera. I would take Ryan Braun. Mike Trout is only showed me 1 year. Miguel Cabrera, I know he's been in the league for a while. I understand that. Ryan Braun, I understand. Well, this is my thinking. Number one, Mike Trout is a rookie last year, and he has to show me that he's able to do it once he gets adjusted to the second year. Usually there's a sophomore slump and he drops off. Miguel Cabrera just won the triple crown, and he had a career year. Okay, those two factors tell me, those two guys tell me right there, number one and number two, that they're going to regress. Now, how far they drop back, don't know. But if I'm taking those two guys, number one and number two, I'm not looking for a regression. I'm looking for a progression or to sustain. You don't know what those guys, they're going to regress. They had career years. You don't know if Mike Trout is going to have the same type of year or even close to the same type of year he had when he first joined, when he first got in the league and got a start. And you don't know how far Miguel Cabrera is going to drop back from his career year. Ryan Braun is a consistent player. He's rated number three, in my opinion. He's not rated number three, in my opinion. He's named number one because he's consistent. He didn't have a career year last year, so I'm thinking I'm going to get the same amount of production from Ryan Braun or something better, okay? Same can be said for Matt Kemp, who had an injury-plagued season. So when you think about Miguel Cabrera and Mike Trout, one and two, I don't think so. I don't think so. So I only hit a couple guys. It's 2 minutes left, about 2 minutes left in the show. I want to appreciate all the people that are in my chat room right now and the people that call from, I think, England and the person that called from Estonia. I want to thank both of them for calling in, and I really appreciate the support. But we'll be getting in more in-depth into fantasy baseball next week. I'm sorry it didn't go as a plan, but it is what it is. It's a show. I flow, go with the flow. And the flow is this. You saw what the flow was. So I'll say it like this, okay? I got a question about the excuse me, the bullpen of the Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto Blue Jays are going to be a very formidable team this year, okay? They've added the Florida Marlins, empty their pockets, or empty their team into the Toronto Blue Jays. So I got to believe that the Toronto Blue Jays are going to get the declining Yankees some fits. And I expect R.A. Dickey, Johnson, Burley, Morrow, and Romero, along with their bullpen and their closer, to be very formidable. I really like what they're putting together here. I think they have a very tough team. John Gibbons, as the manager, is going to get the best out of these guys. They have Jose Bautista coming back healthy. They have some, when I'm looking at their lineup and their players in their pitchers and the starting and the relief pitchers. Watch out. American League East. And like I said, I want to thank all the callers for calling in. I want to thank all those that have been joining my chat room. There's a lot of people in the chat. Drew Rose, I want to come back next week. We'll be talking more baseball, and we'll also be talking probably more Toronto Blue Jays baseball. And I do think that the Toronto Blue Jays have a good chance, as long as pitching stays healthy, to make a run for the playoffs. So join me next week. Join me next week. I promise you. I absolutely promise you I'll be getting more into baseball, especially fantasy baseball. And like I started this show, I want to end this show with a Midnight Star tune that I feel I can give you. That one thing that you need for you to win your fantasy league. I really believe that. Remember what I said before, and I've always closed the show out one time or another. Life is a sphere. What goes around comes around. Be careful how you treat people. Today may be for you, but always remember tomorrow is for someone else. Just how God pulls you up, He can pull you down. You never know who you will need in the future. So like I said, be careful how you treat people. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. And hopefully in my talking to you, I can give you the Midas touch.